'tis the season of anticipation. All across the world, children are peeking at wrapped presents under Christmas trees with unbridled excitement. And likely some adults are, too. Writer Ben Dolnick has been thinking about the anticipation that precedes the reality of Christmas. Here's his essay.
Lately, just in time for Christmas, I've discovered that I've been acting in a play. A kind of holiday pageant, really. Working title, Things Are Always Better Before You Have Them. Act 1. I learn about the existence of something I want. Ooh, a book of letters between William Maxwell and Eudora Welty. Look, a laser thermometer. Act 2. I add it to my Amazon wish list, which I proceed to circulate shamelessly to my family. Act 3. I receive the object, get it back to my apartment, and forget about it, at least until the following Christmas, possibly forever. This plot, now that I've become aware of it, seems to play as central a role in my life as the ticking time bomb plot does in 24. I see it in the eagerness with which I await the cheerful ding of a new email message, and then the speed with which, whether it's a thoughtful note from an old friend or an offer of a New Yorker desk diary, it joins the unbolded others. I see it in the crisp promise of a newly arrived magazine, soon to join the rumpled stack on the coffee table. I see it in the meal, sizzling in the waiter's hands, mere minutes from becoming a lukewarm and poorly chosen heap on my plate. I seem to spend disturbing quantities of my life arcing from anticipation to indifference, with a fleeting occasional stop at fulfillment. And now that I've recognized this trajectory, I find myself madly envious of the people who've managed to escape it. I refer not to monks, or even to those with sensibly researched wish lists. Instead, oddly enough, I'm thinking of the diehards who continue to believe that somewhere a perfect Republican presidential nominee is waiting in the wings. The basketball fans, who insist that Arvydas Sabonis would be the greatest player of all time, if not for that small matter of having injured seemingly everything below his neck. And the art lovers who keep themselves warm with the thought of Vermeer's still undiscovered masterpieces. What have these people done, after all, if not placed Amazon orders that will never be subject to the indignity of arrival? What better place to take up residence than in a paradise that can never be invaded by pesky reality? Maybe Amazon should, it occurs to me, open a new warehouse, devoted entirely to losing packages, leaving customers in a permanent state of anticipation. And maybe Rick Perry, whose surge in the polls has come and gone, should hold a press conference at which he announces his intention to withdraw from the race, so as to resume considering whether to enter. Nothing is so perfect as that which we can only anticipate. And nothing is so alluring as the thought that the next job, the next book, the next president is finally going to be the souffle that doesn't fall between the oven and the table. Maybe monkhood really is the best solution. Or, barring that, a pledge to let myself be surprised on Christmas, to cast my wish list overboard. In the meantime, though, have you heard about this new Cook's Illustrated cookbook? It's supposed to be amazing.
Ben Dolnick's latest novel is called You Know Who You Are.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.